A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Tamura Tes Zayin, Tamura 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start on the fourth line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shaloshas Alafim Halachos, 3,000 halachos, meaning nuances in Jewish law. Nishtakhu b'me'ev lo shal Moshe, were forgotten during the mourning of Moshe, 30-day mourning period described in the Torah. And they forgot, presumably, some obscure halachos that were not regularly reviewed, were forgotten. They were so involved in the mourning of Moshe. And perhaps, as we'll see, the energy of Moshe passed on. He was no longer in the physical world with us. We have a similar concept when Eliyahu moves on, so that many Nevi'im that were benefiting, they were being yonek, they were nursing, so to speak, in an intellectual sense from Eliyahu's presence, even if they didn't realize that they were benefiting from him. But once he passed on to his next level, even though Eliyahu Lomeis, he didn't die, but he moved on, so they lost their power of nevuah. So shloshes alafim halachos nishtakhu b'me'ev lo shel Moshe, there were 3,000 halachos forgotten during the mourning period of Moshe. Omru lo Yoshua, they told Yoshua, sha'al, ask Hashem. They're accustomed that if Moshe didn't know something, like we had by the law of Pesach Sheni and the laws of Yerusha by Benos Tzalavchad, Moshe said, Imdu v'eshma'a, give me a moment, I'll turn to Hashem and I'll ask him. So they told Yoshua, no, that's what the Rebbe did, so that's what you should do, ask. Amalei, and he told them, Lo bashamayim hi, Torah is not in heaven. The tradition of this transition was that Yehoshua received the entire Torah and he has to preserve it. He can't turn back to heaven by way of prophecy to achieve Torah. Amrulo. So the Gemara recounts similar interaction. Ein hanovi rashai lechadish davar meyata. Moving forward, the prophet is not able to say anything new. He has to maintain, he has to inspire, to observe the Torah of Moshe, the five books of Moshe that Moshe received from Hashem. You can't make new laws. Sometimes we find in later generations that they're making new laws, so to speak. They're either reinforcing through some sort of safeguard, or there are sheva mitzvahs derabbanon, but they're recognized as derabbanon. You can't turn to Hashem in a prophetic style to request that the information be given again. It was given at Sinai, and our obligation is to preserve it. There are all kinds of things that indeed we can turn to Hashem for siyata deshmaya, for assistance, for success. But the prophecy of Moshe was a one-generation type thing. So the Gemara continues about seven lines later, giving us some degree of insight as to why this terrible loss took place. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, b'shah shenifta Moshe Rabbeinu l'Gan Eden, when Moshe was departing to Gan Eden, the way a person departs on a journey. So Moshe was departing to Gan Eden, very much alive, but in a essential, in a spiritual sense. Amar lo Yoshua, he told Yoshua, sha'al mi meni kol sfeikos sheyeshlach, ask any doubts that you have, any questions, now is the time. Amar lo, Yoshua responded, Rebbe, kolum hinachticha sho'achas v'halachti l'mokom acher, Did I ever go anywhere else? Did I miss any of the shiurim? Lokach kasafta bi, did you not write about me in the Holy Torah? Umeshorsa Yoshua ben Nun nar lo yomesh mitocha oel. Yoshua ben Nun was the loyal servant. He never left the tent. Servant, not necessarily in the sense that he carried Moshe's jacket. Servant in the sense that he served Moshe as a teacher. He absorbed the material, compared the material, and was able to answer the seemingly contradictions. He was an expert. Miyad toshesh kocha shel Yehoshua. Yehoshua's strength was diminished because of that statement. V'nishtakchu mimeno shalosh meos halachos. He forgot 300 halachos. V'nodu lo sheva meos sfeikos. And 700 doubts developed in, presumably, the more obscure halachas that were not being reviewed regularly. V'amdu kol Yisrael lahargo, the people stood up and wanted to kill him. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him when he asked for help, Loma lochi yefsha, to simply tell you these things through a new prophecy, I can't do. Those are not the rules. Lo bashamayim hi, it's no longer in heaven. Jewish people are going to have to figure this out. But if you're worried that they're creating a righteous rebellion against you to kill you, tardan bimilchama, I can force a war upon them so that they'll be distracted and you'll have some time to work this through. And indeed, the Gemara tells us on the first wide line, Hechziron Asnio ben Kenaz mitoch pilpulo. Asnio ben Kenaz, the half brother of Kalev ben Yefune, was able to restore these halachas through the power of deduction. And this, of course, is related to the discussion of two great styles of learning. One is Sinai, an expert in tradition, like an encyclopedia. And the other is Oker Harim, extreme logic, intense logic, which is able to compare one case to the other and the power of deduction to achieve a valid conclusion. So the power of Asnil ben Kenaz was to step in where Sinai, the tradition, failed on some level. They forgot some obscure halachas. Asnil ben Kenaz was able to step in and restore them from the power of deduction to remind people what the halacha had to have been in those cases. Now Rashi tells us that in general, there was a style of grouping things together so that things would not be forgotten. Kigon tesvav noshim potros tsarosehen. The famous statement in the beginning of Yevamos that for many of us is so difficult, all the calculations of relationships in marriage and who could have died and who would have to be related to do Yibum or not, those were purposely grouped together so that we would not forget any of the cases. People would know there are 15 cases. Firstly, am I missing one? Am I forgetting one? And secondly, when you mention any one of them, it would always be, well, that reminds me that there's another one on that list. Let's review it. Shetzirfu hadvarim umanum yachad. They joined the cases so that they would be counted as one, shalo yishtakhu, so that things would not be forgotten. And there were some things that had not yet been joined, and that's why they were forgotten. And that's an eye-opener into the style of the Gemara that reminds me sometimes of a very obscure halacha. The point is that this was an opportunity to remind us, even though it's seemingly off-topic, so that we always remember the comprehensive picture of Torah. Rashi says explicitly that the reason that Yehoshua forgot these halachas, this toshash kocho, shel Yehoshua, that he got weakened, was be'avon shegoram lahach lishdaito shel Moshe, in the fact that he caused Moshe a degree of emotional pain that Moshe offers, is there anything I can still teach you? Ask. And Yehoshua says, nothing. That, the way it was worded, the response, whatever it is, we're talking about extremely great people. And Moshe and Yehoshua's relationship, even emotionally, must have been of tremendous love, Rebbe and Talmud. But there was a degree of pain that was caused, and that caused Yehoshua to forget these halachas, which had to be restored in this unique, very advanced learning style of Oker Horim, of Asniel ben Kenaz. I want to make mention of one additional concept, that different gedolim of each generation have different powers, different qualities. So we have, for example, that Yehoshua over here is the Baal HaMesora. He's the person of the tradition. And if he fails, even if it's an obscure halachas, the Jewish people are ready to rebel against him. Lahargo, to kill him. It's not enough that you could give a good cheer. If you're the Baal Mesora and you forgot something, that's a failing of extreme nature. On the facing page, we have another expression. I don't believe it's the same thing as the Baal Mesora of the generation, but the term is Ha'ashkolos, Ish Shehakolbo, a person of Eshkolos, a person that everything is in him, a versatile, unique person. In our generation, Rav Yisrael Belsky Zatzal was termed, when he was Nifter, people reflected, what was his quality? His quality was Eshkolos, Isha HaKolbo, that he went from one sugya to the next, from practical to esoteric, astronomy, trefos, wherever he went. He became an expert. Rav Yisrael Reisman writes that on a particular topic, I think it was the Beis HaMikdash diagram, he worked very hard, and then he brought it to his Rebbe, Rav Belsky, to show it to him. And Rav Belsky said, why didn't you come to me before you drew your own diagram and worked so hard? I could have given you a starting point. And he pulled out a diagram of his own that he had drawn. And they compared it. We'll stop there. Yeshe koach for joining.